Folks, welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. And it's WrestleMania weekend, so you know what that means. We are here with an NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver review. We're going to be talking about both nights, but we just finished watching Night 2. Last night we did an AEW Dynamite review. We're covering everything for you this WrestleMania weekend, and I even brought Rob back.
What's going on, people? Feels good to be back.
Feels so good to be back. But before we get into this, guys, you know how we got to do it every single time. Got to get the intro from my boy, Montezy. Let's go. Everything pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin. The opinion and the lesson, yes. Everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. All right, that was the intro from Montezy. Make sure you guys check it out. Show him some love. Teezy Scott on Twitter, man. Appreciate you for the theme, brother. Also, shout out to Rated R. Just got my shirt today. I think I'm going to rock it on tomorrow, or not tomorrow's, Saturday's. All this wrestling's got my brain messed up. Saturday stream, so Rated R, got the shirt sitting right over there, bro. Can't wait to rock that bad boy. And NXT, Rob. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to think. They had a lot in here. A lot.
Well, in my personal opinion, I feel like they lived up to the name. They stood and they delivered.
Big facts. And if you think we even do half of that, half of it, guys, do me a favor and make sure you guys subscribe to the YouTube channel. Pretty easy. You guys just go on over, click the subscribe button. We are 5 away from getting to 1.38, so help a brother out. And if you like what we do and want to be notified every time we go live, click the bell. It is greatly appreciated when you guys do that. And we're going to talk NXT TakeOver. But first, let's see who is in here. We've got Ace in the house. What is good, Ace? Thank you so much for joining us. And John L. Jackson also in the chat. What is good, guys? As people start rolling in here, we'll shout you guys out. But for now, Rob, let's talk about night one real quick last night. Highlights from the show to you? Anything stand out in particular? The good, the bad, the ugly?
Oh, there wasn't too much bad. Obviously, for me, my match of the night was Ciampa versus Walter.
Mm-hmm.
Good God.
Dude, I thought that was the best match as well on the show. I couldn't say anything bad about it, dude. It was good. Really, really good. Really, really good.
I thought the tag team triple threat match was really good, too. I was kind of shocked that Grizzly Young Veterans didn't win.
I predicted MSK to win. I feel like Triple H is really behind these dudes. Like, when I see Triple H has the twinkle in his eye, you're becoming favorites, and they're up there for him. Whoopee. Get it? Those little rascals. But MSK's doing great things on the brand. We got a new NXT Women's Champion.
Great match too.
Listen,
well deserved.
A lot of people are feeling Raquel. It's just what it is, man. I thought she was the right person to dethrone Io. Io is greatly needed on the main roster. I just pray that they treat her right.
Raquel Gonzalez, too, is like a testament to the Performance Center and NXT as a brand, as a developmental brand.
Mm-hmm.
From where she was about a year ago to right now,
the Mae Young Classic. I thought I always liked her. I thought there was something particular about her that was really good. And it's not the chaps, fellas.
You use it to Shawn Michaels, Mark.
But, yeah, I thought she did very, very well for herself in all of this. So, that's just me talking, though. Let us get into... I feel like we missed a match on the card.
Oh, we had the Eliminator for the North American Championship.
The Gauntlet was really good. Shout out to Josh and Stu's podcast, because I definitely got a lot of points for predicting Bronson Reed. I had a feeling he was going to get it.
I had Cameron Grimes winning that one, but...
Cameron Grimes! Do you like the Million Dollar Man gimmick he's been doing?
I do, actually.
Yeah, me too. It's been... Oh, dude. So good.
It kind of reminds me of Jamie Noble, though.
I can't wait to do some classic reviews. It's been too long, and I've got some good impressions. Jamie Noble was always a funny cat. I thought Swerve Scott deserves better. And listen, I know that's Teezy's boy, and I know everyone's going to just be like, oh, you're only saying that because he does the themes for you. No. Isaiah Swerve Scott is the shit. Music aside, and I do love his music too, but music aside, can we please get this man some credible victories? He should be a champion, I feel like. He's good, dude.
It was a stand-up performance for him yesterday, though.
He's had many of those, I feel, though, and they just don't give him enough. I don't know what it is.
I do like his feud with Leon Ruff, though.
Gamer Guy, what's good, man? Good to see you in here. Yeah, man. Lots. I don't know.
There was one more match, right?
The opener. I can't think of what the opener was now. It wasn't the match before it. See, now I got to go to Google. It's making me mad. Pete Dunne and Kushida.
Yes.
There it is. Just hit me. See? Almost had to go to Google. The Pete Dunne Kushida match was really good. Kushida's in the same boat, though, I feel like Swerve Scott. Really good. Solid matches, but they're just like, eh, no.
I'll say that I got almost all my predictions wrong last night because I did pick Kushida to win that one.
Why?
I feel like he was due for one.
Nah, Pete Dunne is the man.
Rockstar. I'm saying he's not.
Rockstar, don't come in here saying that. Is this true? If so, I'm about to dedicate the stream.
Oh, come on, don't tell me that.
Come on now. I'm looking. I got to Google this right now. And I don't want to even say anything.
Yep.
Dude, 5 minutes ago. Rest in peace to DMX.
50 years old.
Quick story. Rob can attest to this because I put it on Twitter and I don't know if people believe me that it's true. Went to a Ring of Honor show. We left afterwards and we went to, I think it's a chain restaurant, that place, right?
Buffalo Wild Wings.
Chill. We went to a restaurant. If I'm not getting paid, I'm not saying it. But we went to a restaurant and afterwards, DMX was in there with the Ring of Honor wrestlers. Like, we met a lot of people that night.
Who was it?
Roderick Strong.
Adam Cole.
They were all so cool, man.
I think, like, Britt Baker was there too, right?
Yeah. There were a lot. I don't know if Britt Baker was there. There were a lot of people there.
Oh, it was Deonna Purrazzo.
Correct. There were a lot of people there. And we were just having fun, dude. Like, it was great. The wrestlers were cool. And DMX was there too at the same time. I was like, yo, I'm chilling with rappers and wrestlers and eating good food right now. It was all good and gravy. So, DMX, this stream is dedicated to you, my brother. Many great songs inspired me to write the rap lyrics as well. So, dedicated to you.
All right, Peter Dog.
Let's get into this review, man. Let's hold nothing back on this one now. We start off with Poppy's performance.
Poppy is a mainstay now. But I was kind of confused. Oh, how come she didn't play Io Shirai out yesterday? That's what I was confused on.
Don't know. Is it? I don't know. Does she do Rhea Ripley's theme? No, right?
No.
Someone else is doing that. I have no clue. Listen, Poppy is Poppy, and she's NXT, so I'm moving on from that because I have very little to say. Let's talk about this Cruiserweight ladder match, all right? The NXT Undisputed Cruiserweight Champion had to be decided here in a unification match. We had Santos Escobar, Jordan Devlin. We all know what happened. Jordan Devlin was originally the NXT Cruiserweight Champion. He was actually on a roll, too, for a little bit in NXT UK. And then
we call it the global bastard.
Yeah, the speaking out movement happened. Jordan Devlin had to go away for a while. And Santos Escobar was crowned the new Cruiserweight champion. And people loved him. And I thought Santos did an excellent job here with this. He carried the title great. And Shawn Michaels, apparently the matchmaker in NXT, just throws a ladder in the ring. He's just like...
out of here.
Yeah, I'm not climbing that thing anymore. So we get ourselves into a ladder match here, and I thought this was a good ladder match. I almost want to say match of the night.
For me, it is.
What up, D? I see D in the chat with the yo-yo-yos. But, Rob, I guess we'll start it here. For the match started off with some basic cruiserweight wrestling moves to begin.
Oh, yeah, it was a cruiserweight match. You know, you kind of had to set that tone, but then it kind of devolved into a car crash quickly.
Right? Let's see here. Oh, man. Ace and everybody jumping around to different matches. We're going to get to some of these. We're going to go in order, though. Dude, They start off with basic moves, which I was okay with. It was something different. I thought it worked for them in this match. The next spot that really started getting things going to me was Santos Escobar does a hip toss to Jordan Devlin. Like, I'm not talking a regular hip toss. I'm talking some, if you are an old school wrestling fan, 1993, 94 Royal Rumble on Sega Genesis type elimination shit. Like, he hip tossed him over the top rope, and I was like, what? Dude lands on his feet. Then he does a tope suicida into a ladder. Should I say it? Tope suicida!
Nah. That's on Wednesdays now.
Tope suicida. No, but this was really good. I thought this was really dope. That spot really got me here. And then we get to Jordan Devlin climbing on top of the ladder. He hits a nice moonsault, bro. I don't know how he balanced himself or found a way to do that, but smooth sailing.
Dude's talented.
Talented ain't the word, bro. He did a really good job with it. The balance on it, it's pristine. I think that's one of the best like top rope moves and balancing acts that I've seen. So go back and check that spot out in this match. Afterwards, Jordan Devlin begins to climb, and here comes Legado del Fantasma.
And this is what kind of brought the match down for me.
I agree.
Just a little bit, because I feel like it wasn't necessary, especially with given with the ending that we got and the after-match celebration. It kind of just took away from me. But when they came into the ring, they pushed Jordan Devlin off the ladder. And shout out to Jordan Devlin for his balance, because that was a scary looking fall he took.
Yeah, he was just like, I got this. Let me fix this and make it better. Yeah, no complaints for that. We have, afterwards, they come in, they push over the ladder, they take him out. Santos Escobar is climbing to the top, and then out of nowhere, I don't know how Legado del Fantasma went down, but Jordan Devlin comes into the ring with a ladder.
Escobar sent him back.
Oh, he told him to get out.
Yeah.
And then Jordan Devlin just pops up. He appears and throws a ladder at Santos Escobar like, you piece of shit.
Who throws a ladder? Honestly.
A wrestler. A wrestler would. And after he throws the ladder, these two end up getting into a skirmish up at the top. They're jockeying for position. And we see a nice Spanish fly from Jordan Devlin off of two ladders. Beautiful. This is things that video games are made for. WWE, don't let me down with this 2K22 announcement that's going to probably happen at WrestleMania. Don't let me down. I'm telling you. Don't do it. Anywho, we see that beautiful Spanish fly off the top. It looks like things are going his way. And then Santos Escobar and Jordan Devlin get back on top of the ladders, jockeying for position again. But this time, Santos knocks off Jordan Devlin. He takes a rough bump through a ladder set up in the corner. And Santos Escobar is your undisputed, unified NXT Cruiserweight Champion.
And, you know, I see something too. A lot of people complain about those, that ladder was made of wood. I bet you that shit still hurts.
Yeah, you go jump on it. That's what I tell people. Oh, superhuman hand.
And we shot that fool out.
I'm just saying. I'll have to ask afterwards what happened to him, because I haven't seen anything in a while.
Hey, but like I was saying before, when Legado Fantasma, when they interfered, the ending that they gave us where he celebrated with his 9-year-old son, it was basically like the whole Luchador legacy. He gave him the mask. We didn't talk about the entrance, too. That was a dope entrance.
Yeah, it was fire. It was fire. Santos Escobar knows how to do it. Connor, what's good, brother?
But he celebrated with his 9-year-old son at the top of the stage and Legado del Fantasma. It was kind of like a babyface celebration, so I was like, why did you need the interference? But overall, I really enjoyed that match.
Right?
What are you giving that?
I have it on a B+ cups of an... It was like right there. Like, it could taste A-, but I just feel like the match, that interference...
Yep, that's what brought it down for me.
He was like, son, it's okay to cheat. Pretty much. If you do it, it's all right. But maybe you said by any means necessary. The Nation. But B+ I'm going to go with for this one. But if you argue this was your match of the night, I'm not going to dispute you on it. That's another thing that I will say is good.
That's one thing NXT always gets right is their openers.
You got to deliver on the big show when it's time for it. Well, sorry. highlights from the NXT tag team.
Derek just groaned.
Highlights from the NXT tag team triple threat match from last night's show, showing MSK getting the victory. They're backstage getting interviewed by Kenzie. And yeah, they're talking about Killian Dane and Drake Maverick, said they have their eye on the tag team championship. And MSK is glad to accept. What do you think of MSK as characters, real quick?
I miss Trey Miguel.
Me too. What's he doing?
Hanging out in
Impact Zone?
The Impact Zone.
Hopefully. We'll see what Trey ends up doing. I thought he was going to make a big move, and then it seemed like everything's on pause.
He had something going on with his family, personal life. We're not going to get into it, but he made the best decision for himself.
So, let's get into the NXT Tag Team Division.
Women's Tag Team title match.
Excuse me, yes. The Women's Division NXT Tag Team titles. We have Candice LeRae and Indy Hartwell, a.k.a. Indy Wrestling, of the way, taking on Shotzi Blackheart and Ember Moon. I don't know if they have a tag name. Haven't been keeping up with their like vignettes and stuff.
The Ball Pit? I don't know.
Sorry, I just got don't start that shit, bro. It won't happen again, Derek.
So, before we get into this match... These belts are so unnecessary. They should have just taken the belts off of Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler. Has an NXT team even won these?
What a waste. Honestly, I think both divisions need to just combine their tag titles and just stop it right now.
They need the tag titles. They're forcing other teams together that don't need to be.
Well, you got some...
Naomi and Lana.
I like them as a team. More on that in another time.
I like
time.
Watching them on TikTok.
That Super is my bad. this match was here. We saw Ember Moon do the Road Dogg shimmy. She even gave a little bit of a... Din, 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 din. Kids don't do that at school.
Get well soon, Road Dogg.
Yes. We also see a Tower of Doom for a near fall. If you guys don't know, I loathe the Tower of Doom spot. Why? Because it sucks. It's stupid and it sucks.
It's they also do it. Overdone.
Yeah, too much. Just like a tope suicida. Certain things just need to stop. Canadian Destroyers as well. Derek, do not say Code Red. Canadian Destroyers not winning matches. Some of this shit's got to go. Anywho, Ember Moon eventually goes to the top rope. She hits a double solar eclipse on both of them. Why does the way have to look like goobers when they like do stuff like double solar eclipse?
I don't know, but Indy Hartwell's gotten a lot better.
She has. I will say Indy Hartwell definitely gets MIP in this match. And she falls down and Shotzi hits the senton. Shotzi did pretty well tonight too, though, I'll say.
I think it was Fowl put up something on Twitter. Remember the episode of The Simpsons where they just threw Ralph through the window?
Yeah.
So that's Shotzi Blackheart.
Pretty much. Shout out to Fowl.
She doesn't care about her body.
Right? This one we gave a B- to, though. 1, 2, 3. Indy Hartwell stayed down for the count after two finishers. There was nothing else for her to do. I was good with it here. I really feel like Candice LeRae should get a title shot. She feels like the female Sami Zayn of NXT.
So you feel like this is kind of beneath her talent level?
Floodwater, what's going on, Flood, has come in and said choke slams and super kicks are also way overused. Super kicks, yes. Choke slams, yes.
Yeah.
I just thought about it once he said it, but good point.
I have noticed that the choke bomb's starting to come back, though. I do like that move.
Me too. Shout out to Prince Albert. Don't say that in front of your parents, kids. next up, we have in the crowd an NCAA heavyweight champion, Gable Stevenson. Now, listen to me. I know you're pro wrestling fans, but if you watch actual wrestling, collegiate wrestling, Gable Stevenson is that dude, and you need to watch him. Shout out to Brandon if you're watching this.
I know he's hyped about this one.
Gable Stevenson's in the crowd with Stephanie McMahon. WWE, sign this man. He's going to be in the Olympics. It will be great publicity, and could you imagine when he goes up there to win? WWE jacking on, maybe, sponsor him. Could be dope.
I'm calling it future gold medalist. The dude's been on a tear lately.
Yeah, I love it, and I wish him nothing but the best. But wrestling is a tough, tough sport, so it's not that easy.
They have signed his brother. He's in the Performance Center. So it's only a matter of time.
True that. And speaking of time, it's time for us to get in some of our ads here at EPW. And you know what we're going to talk about, don't you? it's obvious we're going to talk about that. YoungPowerSlam.tv. If you guys use our promo code EPWSHOW, you guys can do yourselves a mighty good favor and get some free wrestling. Use it anytime you want. Promo code EPWSHOW. You can watch 1 month of independent wrestling on us.
Are they covering any of the Mania shows this weekend?
Don't know, but go to work. You'll find something in there that you like.
There's something for everybody.
As far as I know, there's probably Mania shows from some of your favorite companies on there. And if not, IWTV's got it. You'll find it. There's so many shows happening right now in the Tampa area. Have fun with it. I think tomorrow, isn't tomorrow AEW's house show too? There's a lot of wrestling going on this weekend. And when the wrestling's over, it's time to start shaving, guys. Go to manscaped.com and use the promo code EPWSHOW. You guys can get that lawnmower 3.0. Save yourself some time sitting there with the razor, possibly going to nick the Big Show. You don't want to do that. You don't want to hurt yourself. You want to make sure that you're getting the clipping done right, quick, and to the point. And it's got a nice little light on it. It's beautiful. They've got many things on their boxers, crop preservers, ball deodorant, things that anybody could use.
Getting hot out now.
It is. So make sure you guys pick up some stuff using our promo code EPWSHOW. I'm sorry. But something that we all need to see the way on was the Manscaped. And speaking of the way, let's get to the NXT North America Championship match. Our boy, the Colossal, Bronson Reed versus Johnny Gargano. I hate Johnny Gargano as a heel. If you guys don't know, loathe it. It's just not working for me. But he's out there with Austin Theory. Dirt, dirt, dirt. I don't know why they make this dude just act so dumb. I'm like, ugh. But it's entertaining at times. So I see the point. I just feel Johnny Gargano's too nice of a guy to be a heel.
I don't know. You say you hate Johnny Gargano as a heel. I just hate Johnny Gargano, so.
Yeah, you're a hater. So I'll be that. Hey, what was Bronson Reed called before he was the Colossal? Thick Boy. Remember that?
Yeah.
Flood just asked how you like a peacock. I miss my WWE Network.
I miss the match markers.
Me too. Flood says he loves Bronson. And Flood, I'm going to join you in that. I'm a big Bronson fan. Really happy when I saw him get the title shot. He was who I predicted to win that gauntlet match. And, dude, he's just impressed me ever since he's come to NXT. He showed his power early on in the match with Johnny Gargano. They went back and forth and had some nice exchanges. At one point, Johnny Gargano hits a poison Rana on Bronson. Like, I don't know how. The dude's athletic for being so big. It's a freakish, like, thing. I love it. Trying to put something else in here. Oh, that Razor's Edge, bro.
Oh, over the top rope.
And so he went from the ramp. Threw Johnny Gargano in the ring. I thought Johnny was done from that, but he just couldn't do it. He goes for the splash off the top ropes. Rob corrected me. The splash is called the Tsunami.
Natural disaster.
I have a great natural disasters joke, but there are probably too many kids who listen to this, so I'll save it for another time. You know, it's a business I wanted to start up. Bronson hits a powerbomb on Gargano again, though, and Theory comes by and puts his foot on the rope.
That's why I didn't really like too much, because they kind of telegraphed it. After he hit the powerbomb, he was scooting his way over to the rope.
And Johnny, like, looked up, like, where are you? There you are. Yeah. So, I see people saying, what is going on in the chat? I just see get to clipping. I love Bronson. Johnny takeover from Ace. Derek says, hey, you guys. Tokyo Rockstar put, I hate Peacock, which he is not wrong. And Mr. Floodwater says, you guys should get a VPN. Flood, tell someone who's got those VPN codes. I'll sponsor him, baby. Hook me up. 50 points, bro. Chill. Chill. So we go back into the match. Everything's going Bronson's way. I was like, okay, they're probably setting this up. He's got things going right. He goes to the top rope. We were just talking about Bam Bam Bigelow during his entrance. I don't know why this dude reminds me of him.
It was that attire he wore a couple takeovers ago.
Nah, but it's just even the way he moves in the ring and stuff. He's just athletic. Maybe it was the cartwheel. I don't know. Yeah. It's just something. He goes for that moonsault off the top rope. Johnny moves out of the way, and son of a bitch, Johnny Gargano hits two final heartbeats to show why, as Ace said in the chat, he is Johnny Takeover.
Boo!
Hey, man, I can't knock it. B+ for the match. I thought it was really good. They had us into it. He was jumping. Don't let him fool you.
Oh, no, I was hyped. I was just mad he didn't get the job done.
Ooh, Rockstar, we're going to get to that at the end, but I think you'll be happy with our thoughts on it. We get a video package for the next match, NXT Championship match. Karrion Kross versus Finn Balor.
Can you tell by his demeanor how he felt about this match?
Fuck, man. I don't know what was wrong with this. Something just didn't work here. Maybe it's just two guys, I wear all black attire, I'm cool. I don't know. Something just didn't work here. Scarlett Bordeaux, she comes out, she's dressed up like Maleficent from Disney.
Maleficent.
Look it. Malnourished.
Correct, man.
I don't give a shit, all right? This sucked. I said it. I'm trying to be polite here and bring up how she was dressed up. What was the name again?
Maleficent.
There you go, from Disney.
Sleeping Beauty.
Karrion Kross, he's establishing power early on. They tried to give Finn a special entrance. I don't know.
So he had this red X painted across his chest. It looked like have you guys ever watched Teen Titans? Remember when Robin was red X stealing stuff for Slate? Like that X. And Karrion Kross is dressed like Kratos.
There you go.
Or Brutus Magnus.
NWA champion, Brutus Magnus, damn it. Mags, what's going on, Mags? Good to see you in here, my friend. Thank you so much. We're one like away from 10. Somebody be the 10th like. Hit that like button if you haven't already. Rockstar said this match was mad to him, too. I don't know. Something just wasn't right here. After we get a game of one-upsmanship on Karrion Kross, he hits a roll-through Northern Lights suplex into a lariat, into a powerbomb for a near fall. Rob, you were impressed by that?
That was probably my favorite part of the match.
Is that supposed to impress me?
sexy.
Balor mounts a comeback, hits a shotgun dropkick or a John Woo dropkick, depending on who you ask, into the coup de grace for a near fall. Is that the first time someone's kicked out of the coup de grace?
I don't think so.
I can't think of anybody else who has. Brock? Maybe Brock did. I'll take it back for right now. But that's been a pretty protected move, so kind of a big deal, I thought, when somebody finally kicked out of it. Next up, we had... Who was it? Perfect. Kross escapes a submission attack from Balor. I don't know what the hell that move is that he does. It's like some weird-ass Rings of Saturn he's been using lately. And then he eventually gets bludgeoned, as Rob put in my notes here, with a forearm to the back of the head.
He was just coming down on him. Like, yeah. 10 straight blows.
Yeah, he was just beating the hell out of him. A Saito suplex that got auto-corrected a lot of times in my notes here. And then a running forearm to the back of the head. Rob thinks it's the Fallen Prey.
I think that's what it's called. I'm not sure.
Should the guy just drop to his knees every time he gets it too? Like, boom, pray.
And then just fall over. All right.
That sounds like some 19.
I can see somebody setting it up in like a Fire Pro where that would be the sequence.
Mm-hmm. Fire Pro. Love that game. Running forearm to the back of the head. Fallen Prey for the win. Karrion Kross regained something he technically never lost. The NXT Championship. I'm cool with this. Let's move forward, though.
It was about time for the change. What's next for Finn?
Fuck if I know. Main roster, I hope. I think he's done all he can do in NXT. I'm done with this. I'm just through. I don't know. I'm waiting for Finn to give me something that I could just be like, yeah, I'm proud of that. I don't know. With Finn, I don't know what it is, man.
There's a disconnect there for you, I can tell. I have no problem with Finn. I guess he's not doing it for you. That's all right, though.
PR Nightmare, my man Nelson in the chat says it's Bobby's World. Sorry, if you guys have never seen it, great cartoon from the 90s.
Where's my big brother, Jessamyn Duke?
She does Xavier Woods stuff now. She works behind the scenes. She's smart. She's like, hell no, I ain't wrestling. I'm getting paid doing this. Frankie Monet, she will see us
this Tuesday.
Next Tuesday at night one, it said.
I had to correct that.
Yeah. But it's this Tuesday. If you guys don't know who Frankie Monet is, should we spoil it?
Yeah. This is the former Taya Valkyrie.
Yeah, this is for the smart wrestling.
One of my favorite wrestlers too, so I'm excited about this one.
I am happy for Taya as well. Always loved her since the Lucha Underground days. I think that's when I first saw her, so absolutely that amazing.
Crazy match she had with Brian Cage.
Yeah. Violence. Just violence. But it was a really good match, so I'm happy to see her in NXT. I wonder how they're going to incorporate the dog into the act. I'm very interested in this. Hopefully it's not like they punt the dog out and they're like, where he is, you know? You know how people like to act in wrestling. So hopefully we don't see any garbage like that.
I feel like it's going to be kind of like Melina-esque, where she's like some socialite or something like that. Wanting to meet the spotlight. With her little dog.
I'm just laughing at Derek. And co-star Red Kush. Peace, bro. Peace. Peace.
Legal now.
What? No, he said, Kush. No, he said, I'm the co-star of this. Damn it. Cut it out. All right. Derek said, he said, Angelina claps in between compliments of the Silent Monster. Motherfucking Angelina Jolie. Finn Balor goes after the NXT North American Championship. I don't see it, Ace. I just don't see that happening. A lot of people are saying Taya, Mrs. Jomo. We'll see. We'll see. I want to see what they have her doing in all of this. We get Legado del Fantasma backstage segment here. Not bad. Santos Escobar. Can I say this? I feel like this dude is bigger than the Cruiserweight title.
Agreed.
I don't want to sound like a piece of shit, but I'm going to sound like a piece of shit for a second as a wrestling fan. Like, he's bigger than this. I think he is NXT North American Championship material. And I feel the same way about Swerve Scott. I feel the same way about a lot of these dudes, man. That mid card for NXT is great. I see why Johnny wants to wrestle in it. Like, shit, you got a lot to work with.
I thought that Jordan Devlin was going to win that first match, and then Santos Escobar was going to revisit Karrion Kross, and they had that little mini feud going. Like you said, he's bigger than the Cruiserweight title, in my opinion.
He is. I like it. I mean, I don't know, man. I feel like the two guys that he has with him, they should be in that division doing that stuff, but I see bigger things for him.
Speaking of, has he been on 205 Live at all?
Nah, he doesn't deal with that show. Come see me on the main show. 205 Live sucks. Let's just be real. Like, it's just...
Dude, I haven't watched it in, like, over a year, so I don't know.
Same. It's just been done. It's not there for me. And let's get to the last part of this before the main event match. Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly video package. This video package is freaking amazing if you guys have not seen it. Like, super dope in my opinion. I really, really enjoy it. I really have effing amazing in here, by the way. I just changed it, but it's really good. I love it. With the rain, all that. I thought it was very cinematic. Like, it looked good.
All I'm going to say is Bobby Fish is going to come back from injury. He's going to look around. Where do all my boys go?
How many fish could Bobby Fish fry if Bobby Fish could fry fish?
It'll be like the last episode of Fresh Prince.
Yo, honestly, new episode of NXT. You want Bobby Fish to return? I think he should have just came out tonight in the main event, had a fish in his hand. He just starts slapping people with the fish.
What kind That's of fish? It. Sturgeon?
Red Heron.
Try the sandwich, short man.
So I don't know, man. Just Bobby Fish is just, where the hell was he during all of this?
Ain't he still hurt?
Yeah. Flood said WWE's production is top tier. Flood, I will agree with you on that. They did a great job. You could have a top 10 countdown of just promo videos that they've done. That's how good these are.
I think Cultaholic just did one like that.
Damn it. Subscribe to my channel. I need some help too here. All right. Let's talk about this unsanctioned match because... If you guys want to see my notes, I'm going to try to cover up the final ratings there, but holy shit. It's crazy. So, unsanctioned match, Kyle O'Reilly versus Adam Cole. Kyle O'Reilly comes out with new theme music. This shit is ass.
Well, that, yeah.
I'm trying not to get really upset. Whoever does the music, or if we're still in that limbo period, fix this shit.
You know, it's probably not as bad as we're making it out to be, but... In comparison to the Undisputed Era theme, it's just, it doesn't stack up.
Fuck what Robert just said. This is bad. It is horrible, bro. I listened to it after and I was like, nah, it's not it, man. And I know I usually overreact to theme musics when you first hear them. Like I said on the AEW stream, Orange Cassidy's new theme, I listened to it before he came out to it. I was like, nah, man, I don't think I'm going to like this. And then I saw the production. I was like, nah, it fits. It works.
It works.
This, though, ugh. Adam Cole's new theme. Ugh. Just, fuck. I'm just going to miss the Baron Arrow, Baron, Baron, Baron Arrow. I don't know, man. I hope they fix these themes up a little bit and dress them up a little bit nicer. Kyle O'Reilly comes out, and he's wearing a hoodie that says Axe and Smash. I thought that was pretty cool. Must have heard that promo last night on AEW Dynamite. Yeah, I threw that in there. then we have the referee comes out, and he's not wearing the referee shirt. He's wearing an all-black shirt. Did that add to the match to you, Robert, or did you just not care?
I noticed it, but I didn't really care. It was just like, hey, you're there. He was only there to call the fall.
Thank you. Thank you. PR Nightmare just said, line of the night, Jim Johnston is missed. Facts.
Agreed.
Bring back Jim. Yes.
At least bring back CFOs.
They can't afford them. And I don't. CFOs made some big crucial error with like a licensing thing. And that's why they had to get rid of him. They had to skedaddle. But this match here.
Bring Jimmy Hart in then.
Some of the themes were bangers, some of them weren't. Let's get into this, Rob. We see both competitors using different chairs at one point. Adam Cole and him are just going back and forth in the very beginning of this. This is supposed to be a blood feud. Security came down to the ringside area with them. They walked them into the ring. They had to make sure nothing happened. Regal took this shit super serious.
I am glad that this didn't start out with like a Kyle Renable tie-up. They just went and started going, throwing blows.
I don't think you could. I mean, I wish Regal was worried about this like when Aleister Black got jumped. Like, we gotta worry about this shit, man. So, afterwards, they go at it. We get a spot with Adam Cole sitting on a chair, and then Kyle O'Reilly jumps off the apron and drop kicks the shit out of him through it. And I was at this point telling Rob, like, yeah, you think this is going to be over by 10? And you were like,
nah,
bruh. And he was right. And he said that they were going to build up. And that's exactly what they did in this matchup. They went for so many different things in this. Eventually, that leads to Kyle O'Reilly going underneath the ring. He pulls out a chain and introduces it into the match. This turns out to be a mistake, though, and Adam Cole hits a neck breaker on the chain for a near fall. Adam Cole then locks in the figure four. Woo! On Kyle O'Reilly. The
chain assisted figure four.
Exactly. A little weak. I didn't like it looked.
It added more weight to the pressure.
We'll let it rock.
They were just using whatever props they had.
I like the chain assisted backstabber. That was really good for the near fall by Adam Cole.
I like how they set that up too, where you kind of like lassoed him and pulled him back to it.
Yeah. Yeah, shout outs to Cole for that. That was good. Then we see Adam Cole go for the brainbuster on the steel steps. This was what led to, I remember when Wrestling Twitter like exploded and thought that he had a seizure and everything. Mm-hmm. Honestly, that was some of the best selling then because everybody was like, get well, Kyle. I even wrote, get well, Kyle O'Reilly.
I like how everybody got mad at WWE for that too, for playing up. It was like, they didn't start that. That was the fans.
Nah, man. I wasn't mad. It reminded me of when Shawn Michaels, I thought he got hurt on that Enziguri from Owen Hart. I was just into it, bro. I believed it. I was like, damn it. I got to write him a letter. And that's why we say local medical facility now. And after that, though, the match begins to pick up a little bit here. So he goes for the brainbuster on the stairs, but Kyle O'Reilly reverses it into a guillotine. And he says, you know what? I'm going to brainbuster this MF-er on the stairs. Cole stops it, pushes him into the barricade. They did a lot of throwing into that fencing in the, what is that place called? I almost called it the bad name.
Oh, the...
the Coliseum? The Capitol Wrestling Capital, Center.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I can't point to say the other names.
We'll get a strike immediately for that. So they're in here. The brawling is happening. And eventually, Adam Cole is trying to get away. And there's a brainbuster on the table that happens. And Adam
does not give.
No, and it's not forgiven either. They eventually try to go out, and there's like a little opening now, and Adam Cole busts. I think it was a television he hit him with. I don't know, a monitor, something. He clocked the shit out of Kyle O'Reilly with this monitor, and that was it.
He was just down. Him.
Cleaned his clock. He hits a triangle chokehold then on Cole, and he uses a tire iron to the ribs. Good weapon of choice there. Just like, you know, I'm going to just hit this piece of crap with this. Down he goes. He lets go. Eventually, we see both guys sitting in chairs. I hate this spot usually when they do it. They were both like, you know, sitting there like, ah, fight me. Come on. It's like a movie scene.
Kyle O'Reilly blasted him right in the face, though.
He did. And that's when it picked right back up. But Adam Cole hits a low blow to stop everything on him. And referee tries to get in and stop him. And he's going to pilmanize basically Kyle O'Reilly's head. And Adam Cole's like, you know what? Fuck that. Dex the referee. He's like, you piece of shit. You don't tell me what to do. This is an unsanctioned match.
You say, you shut up. When I tell you to shut up, you shut up. I know you wanted to say something else, but.
Yeah, that would. You're on Peacock.
If this was Ring of Honor, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking piece of shit.
Rockstar has said, they said DMX's death has not been confirmed. It's a troll job now.
Come on.
Well, prayers for DMX then. I gave a whole tribute to DMX on this, all right?
Still shout out to the dog.
Yeah, man. Get well, DMX, all right? Damn, man. I lost my train of thought now because of that. These guys are battling back and forth, and Cole hits a Panama Sunrise, but there's no referee because his dumb ass knocked him out. Like, what did you think was going to happen? So eventually, they go up the ramp. They're bringing a chair with them, and they're fighting, and Adam Cole is on the ramp, but Kyle O'Reilly locks in another guillotine choke. They just fall through the stage. Just a piece of shit stage broke. Got to upgrade that production value just right through the stage. Afterwards, you're kind of sitting there waiting for, like, what's going to happen. Adam Cole eventually makes his way out, and then he opens up the opening area, and
somebody was covered in sawdust or whatever.
Kyle O'Reilly had mad shit on his face. He was probably like, damn it, whose idea was this? He pulls him out, and these two start fighting again, and the dumbass referee finally wakes up after getting knocked out. Don't beat the shit out of the guy who just punched you. You're just like, hey, you know, it's okay, man. Adam Cole then hits a brainbuster on Kyle O'Reilly onto the steps. 1, 2, and he barely kicks out. Like, Kurt Angle would have been proud. 1, 2. Like, what we just did, that was the kick out. Just the shoulder moved. That was it. Son of a bitch. So, this match is continuing. They look like they're setting up for the last shot. And Kyle O'Reilly hooks in a heel hook on him. Adam Cole is down. He's looking like he's going to tap out. But he gets resourceful instead and uses the chain once again to knock out Kyle O'Reilly. And then Kyle O'Reilly is down. Kyle O'Reilly hits a series of moves into the last shot to the back of Cole's head for a near fall. Kyle O'Reilly attempts to take out Adam Cole's ankle. But Cole recovers and hits some of the steel chair. What the hell did this thing say here? Kyle O'Reilly tries to take out Adam Cole's ankle, but Cole recovers. He hits him in the head with the steel chair. Now I remember where we are. Hits him across the back of the head with it. Down he goes. Holy shit, there was a lot in this match. Afterwards, the steel chair is then set up face down, though, but it's open. So visualize here with me. The seated end where you're supposed to sit is down on the ground, but the chair is open. And Kyle O'Reilly takes advantage of this, and he knocks Adam Cole out, and he lands on the chair perfectly. He then wraps the chain around his leg like it's the kick pad, basically, all the way up to his knee, and then locks it around his leg. Nice. Jumps off. Oh.
Before we go to this, I thought this was going to be his downfall. He was going to get dragged down or something like that, and he wouldn't be able to escape, but continue.
He does the proud thing and jumps off and drops a knee right onto... He drops a knee right onto Adam Cole's head to end this man's life.
Into the chair.
Into the chair. Like, the chair explodes. Like, WWE game style. He's down for the count. He pins him finally. 1, 2, 3. And that's it. It's the end. B+. I thought this dragged on for a really, really long time.
I'd say if they had shaved, like, maybe 5 to 7 minutes off, it would have been an A.
Yeah. Really good. We got people... PR Nightmare said, you're gonna pay. I don't even want to hear that DMX is still my favorite rapper and I don't need him before 30 minutes. Oh, it's PR Nightmare's birthday tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Nelson. Happy birthday, brother. Yeah, Ace said Kyle O'Reilly was unleashed tonight. Kyle picks up the victory. I'm happy for him. I was saying afterwards, I think Kyle O'Reilly could be the guy to beat Karrion Kross for the title if you book it right. That's my thought.
Yeah. Adam Cole does the stretcher job. Kyle O'Reilly looks back at his path of destruction. Looked like he had a little bit of remorse on his face, but nah. He had to do what he had to do.
The remorse was because of that theme music that was playing after. All right, so
you can't air guitar this shit.
He did try in his entrance. It was just not working. Someone buy Voodoo Child and just let the man come out to that. So, overall grade for night two, Rob. We talked about this beforehand. I think we're in agreeance. Night one, we gave an A- to. To be fair, I thought it was great. Ciampa and Walter's match, I love the psychology in it. Less is more, people. I'm telling you, it was really good. A- for night one. Overall grade for tonight, we're going to go with a B.
Which gives both nights combined, overall B+ for Stand and Deliver.
I think overall show B+, but tonight was a B.
Yeah.
But it still falls under this category. There isn't a bad takeover.
It's almost impossible.
It is. It's really good. It doesn't leave me feeling disappointed ever. Small match card, great quality. All right. Live chat, tell me what you guys think, man. Tell me what you guys thought of the show. What grade would you guys give the show before we get on out of here? And make sure you guys tell Nelson happy birthday in the chat. The homie's happy. I won't reveal his age on here. He wrote it in the chat. Got to be in the YouTube chat to hear that. But if you guys haven't, man, take a chance to like this video if you're listening to it on YouTube. And if you're listening to this in the audio world, do us a favor. 5-star the podcast. Write a little review for us. It helps people find us in the algorithms. They will promote me more. You type in pro wrestling, I will be up there with the Steve Austins and everybody if you guys put it in. So we got a lot of reviews, but we could always use more. So if you're on Spotify, wherever, put in a review for us. It is greatly appreciated. PR, I don't know if this is 4 out of 5, but he's putting up 4 hands for the high five, maybe. I don't know. But I don't know. Rob, what where do we go here from here? There's some people who I think are moving up. Io Shirai.
Yeah. They showed something yesterday, too. It was a WWE.com exclusive where she was like basically like bowing to the ring saying thank you. So I think she's on her way up.
Shit.
I was like on her way over.
Rockstar said B+. Derek's also going with the 4, putting the hands up. Okay.
What do you think about that new Japanese star they signed, Sari? Or Shuri?
I want to see what they do first. You think I'm interested.
Soon?
Mm-hmm.
On TV or just the Performance Center?
Performance Center. Okay. I feel like there's a lot of people I heard waiting in the wings that have been like, yo, where's my chance to get on NXT? Does Adam Cole or Kyle O'Reilly go up? I think it's time, bro. Adam Cole can't do shit else in NXT. There is nothing for him to do.
But how do you think he does in the main roster?
I don't know.
I'm looking at the likes of Ricochet and Aleister Black and Apollo Crews. So he's finally getting something going now.
Shout out to my man Chris DeZuba. Said awesome stream tonight. Appreciate you, Chris, for that. Thank you. Vince is about to bury EO, somebody put in the chat. Chris DeZuba said this was definitely an A for him, the show.
Okay.
PR Nightmare said nope is for Derek using my old phone so it doesn't have the open Derek order hands. I'll allow it. Oh, here we go. Everybody's just throwing up the Derek order. You guys can buy the t-shirt as well as this bad boy designed by Rob at tpublic.com. So make sure you guys head in there. There's a link in the description box below. Show us some love, man. We could always use some t-shirt sales. It's WrestleMania season. Let's talk about the schedule that is coming up, though. We have 2 nights of WrestleMania still. We are going to cover both nights. I don't know how I'm going to make it through this. I'm starting to feel the effects of the tiredness of pro wrestling. But we got to do it for the fans.
I'm just hoping each show doesn't go over 3.5 hours.
Dear Lord, please. You got the time, WWE. 3.5 each, that's it. They did it perfect last year, I thought. Especially at night one, I was like, yes. It was beautiful. A said B for this show. But we're going to be covering WrestleMania Saturday, Sunday. So if you guys are in here, I want you guys back in here to talk WrestleMania with me. Bring a friend, too. Chris DeZuba said, I got my Derek World Order shirt. Chris DeZuba was in the ad that I put up for it when people do rock it. Thank you, Chris. Thank you for supporting the podcast. WrestleMania, join us. Join the Derek Order, but join us live on the stream Saturday and Sunday. I believe Rob and Derek will both be on the reviews.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens with it, though. But make sure you guys are here. We're going to review WrestleMania. We're going to have some fun, man. So I'm going to end the stream with a nice take care. Appreciate your loved ones. And for myself and Rob, we are out. Peace. Everyday pro wrestling, it can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin. The opinions, the lesson, yes. By the fans, for the fans. Not many in this can understand. This the podcast to show you who I am. Conrad Cushman, the legend in the plans. Please listen every day to the showcase. The opinions and knowledge that anyone can take. Showing you how it is done. Proving I am number one. What a legend becomes. This is now my time to show you that I am here. This podcast just to make it loud and clear. By the fans. For the fans. Not many who's here can understand. Everything pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin. The opinion and the lesson, yes. Everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin. The opinions, the lesson, yes.
Going on, EPW Nation? It's your boys from the Everything College Basketball Podcast, Josh and Peyton, here to remind you all that college basketball season is right around the corner. Yes, we finally know it's right around the corner. And Peyton, there's only one place people should go for all the college basketball excitement.
Well, Josh, the only place to find all college basketball hoops all the time is Everything College Basketball. Everything College Basketball can be listened to on several podcast hosting sites, like Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. And we can also be found on our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/everythingcollegebasketball.
Yes, make sure you are joining the group with a couple other 100 people and growing by the day as we march into year number 3 of the Everything College Basketball networking system. Now, let's get back to Conrad and Everything Pro Wrestling.